I'm Greg Berhalter, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. As always, this show is brought to you and presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. John and his firm getting the sport of soccer on the airwaves. They've done it for many, many years, so consider them when you need a personal injury attorney. 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT is the number to call them. John and his firm are going to bring you a personalized approach. They'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. So let's say you get in a fender bender, a car accident, a boat accident, a motorcycle. You might work in a refinery. You might drive an 18-wheeler. Well, there's only one person to call. It's John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, 713-322-HURT. And they bring us our next interview. Exciting signing for the Houston Dynamo comes from USL Indy 11. He has played in Major League Soccer with Sporting Kansas City. Midfielder capable of playing left back. He is Tyler Pascher, and he joins us now. Tyler, thanks very much for coming on the program.
Hey, Glenn. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, so before we get on the air, you apologize to all the Houstonians for bringing Toronto, Canada weather here. I love it.
I sure did, man. I did not expect this.
Well, we wanted you to feel right at home, so I'm not even sure you brought a heavy jacket here after hearing of the temperatures.
No, you don't get used to the cold, I'll tell you that.
All right, so let's talk about when you find out that you are going to the Houston Dynamo. How did you find out? Maybe what some of the conversations have been with Todd Ramos, the head coach.
Yeah, you know, it was an extensive process. It was something that my agent had approached me about for quite some time. And, you know, the Houston Dynamo continued to contact and keep up with my agent and Indy 11 and kind of see where I was at. And it was one of those things where at the end of the season, I thought it was a great time to make the jump to the next level. So I had multiple conversations with Matt and Tab about it, and they got a good feel about who I was as a person and really went through a good onboarding process.
Talking to Tyler Pascher, Houston Dynamo, 26 years of age, coming to the Houston Dynamo, had an outstanding season for Indy 11, doing a lot of damage there in the USL. You have played at Sporting Kansas City. You know what the level is in Major League Soccer. How will it be different this go around for you?
I just personally think I've kind of found my stride, so I feel like I'm a little bit more prepared this time around, and I've definitely learned a lot and got a lot more educated in the game. So it's one of those where I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity I had at Sporting, and you know, little did I know, I don't think I was truly ready yet for the jump, and you know, I feel like the timing at this moment is right. So it's definitely something that I've been wanting to do for quite some time, and I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to do it.
Is this one of those things, because I want to just remind the listeners, in 2020 at Indy 11 in the USL Championship, Tyler Pascher, all league, in his time there, 57 games, 22 goals. That's a heck of a return from a winger. I guess, is it one of those things where, you know, sometimes in life you just like everything just kind of aligns perfectly. Your level of experience is where you want it to be. Your level of confidence is it that time in your career, you think?
100%. Yeah, that's definitely how I'm picturing it for myself. Yeah.
All right. So coming to Houston, I know you're fully aware of the stockpile of wingers on this team. Mateo Bahamich coming from Argentina, Ari Lassiter, Fafa Pico, Nico Hansen. So I'm pretty sure you know there's going to be a lot of competition on this roster this year, which, to be fair, really was not there last year.
Right. No, I know a lot of great guys and a lot of great players. So, you know, it's one of those where I just got to kind of put in my work and earn my spot and, you know, work hard towards, you know, performing well and doing my job when I get the opportunity.
So your career is incredible. I mean, you've been at every level, the NPSL, the USL. You played in Finland, Major League Soccer. When you put all these ingredients together and the differing coaches you've had, I mean, for a guy that's 26 years of age, you've seen a lot of different things.
Yeah, I've been kind of all over the map, yeah.
If I take you to Finland, tell me about that experience when you played over there.
It was something. I lived up in the Arctic Circle there, so you know, you kind of got to experience the 22 hours of sunlight and the 22 hours of darkness. So that was a cool experience, but it was more so one of those things where I wanted to see what it was like playing over there, overseas. And it was not easy. Don't get me wrong. So, you know, it was something that I did want to experience in general, just to see kind of where I was at, what level I could be at. And, you know, it's one of those where I kind of decided, you know, I really would like to come back to North America and try playing in North America.
So when you say it was not easy, I'm assuming part of that is you know, the off field. I mean, you're in the Arctic Circle. That's different. Light and darkness are different. A lot of things are different. Tell me, what were some of the deeper challenges there? Was it culturally? Was it getting along with people? Was it learning the local customs? What was it?
It was more so a language barrier. Mm. Again, trying to find things to do in your off time. You know, you're only training 2 hours a day. And it was one of those things where, you know, it's cold or it's dark or it's light at night. You know, it was difficult adapting to kind of the lifestyle that they have over there. So for me, you know, it was a really cool experience and I'm glad I did it. And it kind of taught me a lot about what, you know, I was missing back or leaving back here in North America.
How much of a mental test was it?
It was tough. It was tough for sure. It definitely, again, it gave me a lot of gratitude for what you have over here. And the processes are a lot easier and the living situations are a lot easier. And over there, it's a grind. It's extremely difficult. So it's definitely toughened me up. No doubt about that.
Did you have to reach into some inner resources? Maybe, you know, you didn't know you had, as far as getting through this, or, you know, what mechanisms maybe did you use, to help you get through this and, you know, when you are challenged like this? Because look, we know many a player that, you know, can't handle the cultural change. Let's face it. I mean, American soccer players and Canadian soccer players are revered because they're adaptable in Europe. There's no question about that. So were there any resources you learned about that maybe now you can, you know, have a part of your toolkit?
I've got to say, finding something outside of soccer that was a stimulant, you know, mm-hmm. whether it was reading or learning something, you know, that's kind of what helped me get through everything. I kind of found something to look forward to come back to the house to every day after training. So that was something that I would say definitely gave me another aspect to my locker.
We're talking to Tyler Pascher, 26 years of age, new Dynamo midfielder. Excited to see him in Houston, slashing winger. So, is it fair for me to say, and I said this on the radio show when you were signed, that having watched you, that there are some subtleties that remind me of Johnny Russell of Sporting Kansas City, you know, running at people, the aggression, taking people on, cutting in on your left foot. Is that fair for me to say? And then describe the way you see yourself as a player.
Yeah, I would say so. I grew up in an English academy, so that's more of the style of play I have, as a direct style. And Johnny as well played in England for a number of years. So that's definitely the kind of style of player I am. I'm a very direct, kind of go right to goal kind of player. And that's the system and the foundation subconsciously that I've been brought up in.
Do you prefer being a winger that, you know, is a touchline winger that gets the width and brings width to a team? Or do you like the inverted side of it, or the combination of both?
I would say a combination of both.
Yeah.
The ability to kind of float back between both sides, yeah.
Yeah, because at Indy 11, I saw you cutting in on your left foot wonderfully on a number of occasions.
Yeah, a few times.
All right, so what people don't know is you're also capable of left back. So give us what you had told me before, a little bit about your experiences as a left back and where you learned how to play left back. So that adds to the versatility of the Dynamo roster.
Yeah, when I came back from England, I went to Toronto FC's academy, and I actually had the privilege to learn how to play left back from Jimmy Brennan. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that name.
Yes, absolutely.
But he kind of gave me the fundamentals of understanding how to play left back, so I got converted into that at 16 and played that for a number of years, and played that with the youth national team as well. So I've got some experience with it at a international level as well as at a professional level too.
So it's a place you're certainly very comfortable with.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. I want to take you into, and we're talking to Tyler Pascher, new signing for the Houston Dynamo. Your time with Canada at the youth levels, under 20, under 17, how valuable those experiences were. And then also take us into some of the coaches that, you know, have been very influential in your career.
Yeah, of course. It was a blessing and grateful that I got the opportunity to play for Canada at those levels. The experience that I remember the most with the youth national team was definitely the under 17 World Cup in Mexico. Getting to play and train in some of the nicest facilities down there and play exhibition games against other under 17 national teams kind of give you the perspective of where you're at with your talent and your ability, playing against guys your age that are some of the best players around the world at their age. So that was definitely a really great experience. And as for coaches, there's been a number of them that have influenced me over my life, and I'll feel bad if I miss out on saying any of their names, because there's actually been quite a bit. But one that sticks out to me the most would probably be Eddie Edgar. He's coached me through my youth childhood, an English coach as well, that kind of gave me the fundamentals that helped me understand my style of play.
And you did mention prior that you spent time in England. So as a young man, I guess like from 9 to 15 or 16, you were going over to Newcastle, and you were obviously plugged into the Newcastle youth system over there. You seemed to do that very consistently. Tell us a little bit about that story and how that opportunity came about.
Yeah, so it came about through my youth coach, Eddie, whose son was actually over there playing at the time and signed for the first team for Newcastle United. And what I was doing was I was spending a few months there and coming back to Canada and doing schoolwork and playing for basically the ODP Essential Provincial team in Canada. And then I was doing that back and forth kind of thing, bringing my schoolwork as well. Teachers would give me to do over there while I was there. And did that back and forth from the age of 9 to 15 or 16. So yeah, it was definitely pretty crazy to be doing it at such a young age.
Tyler Pascher joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to him for coming in here. A pretty interesting time for you to be coming to Houston with COVID and then this blast of Arctic air. I guess we're trying to take you back to your days playing in Finland. You know, how challenging has the whole COVID thing been for you? How challenging was it with Indy 11, and you know, what have we learned during this time period? Maybe,
I mean, it's not been easy. It's not been easy from anyone outside of the sport, and you know, it's just been kind of one of those situations where we've all just had to adapt to it. And you know, regarding the season last year, there was a lot of ifs, ands, or buts if we were going to play, if we were continue. You know, it was all up in the air. But it was one of those that definitely again had to create a lot of mental toughness to get through to be prepared to play for the season when it came about. So again, it was definitely a crazy experience. So, you know, taught everybody a lot, taught myself a lot what to be grateful for. Right. So, you know, I'm again grateful for the opportunity that I get to be here and, you know, go through this, you know, situation, you know, just have to adapt to it and continue to move forward.
All right. So this is not the norm. You know, Mark Anthony Kay going from Louisville to LAFC, Tyler Pascher going to the Houston Dynamo. Generally, you know, MLS teams want to make sure that the light is shined on their own academies and their own USL teams, and they're bringing players up through that system. This has got to be pretty rewarding for you that the Dynamo have come in for you and have tracked you and monitored you to what you said with your agent. And to be getting this opportunity, do you feel like there's a lot more USL players that certainly would deserve this type of an opportunity? Because I certainly see that, and I've often wondered why a few more aren't getting these chances. Because you know, the talent, the quality, it's down there in USL, and it's very, very important as a base for Major League Soccer.
Yeah, I would say there is a ton of talent down there, and you know, every guy out there wants the opportunity to have exactly what.
Well, hold on. Did you say there isn't a ton of talent down there?
No, there is.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
My ears were playing games with
me. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody there wants the same opportunity that Mark and I have achieved. Right. And you notice it when you're playing, because every game's a grind. Every guy is out there working his butt off to try and get that opportunity. So I do believe that there's a ton of talent, and you know, it just pays tribute to everybody down in the league that it can be an avenue to work your way back up into MLS or to work your way for your first time in MLS. You know, it's not over per se just because you're in the USL. If you keep working hard and keep doing your thing, you have that potential opportunity because you are being seen by coaches or teams or whatever. So I definitely do agree that there is a ton of talent down there. And I think it's something that should be put on the spectrum of, you know, looking for players for sure.
Boy, and with all the games being televised, I mean, you can watch all the games now too. It's
it's just great for coaches and scouts around the league as well to be able to take in the games if they can't get there live, to be able to watch them. All right, so I'm sure you've had discussions with Todd Ramos. Can you take us into some of those discussions and what his expectations are and kind of your conversations with him ahead of preseason here?
Yeah, Todd's been extremely welcoming. I'm grateful that I get the opportunity to play under such a coach with such a resume that he has playing the game and now coaching the game. And, you know, he's basically just telling me to come in and play the exact same style that I've been playing, you know, and he's a very direct kind of attacking threat coach. So I'm grateful that I get to come into a system where I can really express my abilities. So, you know, he's been extremely welcoming. The whole organization's been extremely welcoming, and I'm grateful that, you know, I get the opportunity to play here. So just going to work hard and, you know, just do my thing.
Tyler, how much studying of the Dynamo have you had? Do you understand what's going on here the last couple of years and really how this is a project under Todd Ramos that is a real return to relevancy for this organization, both competitively on and off the field? Are you fully understanding of kind of where that all is?
Yes, partially. You know, still trying to do my homework on it, but yeah. Understand that it is a bit of a rebuild, correct?
Well, Tyler, listen, thank you very much. Now, I got some bad news for you. There are no Tim Hortons down here, okay? There are no Tim Hortons, which I love up in Canada, but there are no Tim Hortons, but there are a lot of good coffee shops. Really thankful that you came on the program. Thanks for enlightening us all about you. It gives us a good understanding to get off to, and we wish you the best of luck getting into preseason and getting going here April 17th, right around the corner.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate you having me.
All right. That's Tyler Pascher, Dynamo winger, coming to the club here. Great acquisition here in the offseason from Indy 11. You'll hear more about him. We'll take a quick break here. Break is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. More to come here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.